Good detective work is hard enough, but when there's a high-profile crime or a string of crimes, as is the case now in the Washington, D.C. area, investigators are under added pressure to produce results quickly. Each day produces greater apprehension and expectation. News organizations, politicians, and the public have all gotten used to seeing Jerry Orbach or Vincent D'Onofrio solve fictional crimes in an hour or less on television. Lieutenant Mike Chitwood is a detective with the Philadelphia Police Department. He led the investigation into the recent Erica Pratt child kidnapping case in that city, as well as the investigation into Allen Iverson's legal troubles. Lieutenant Chitwood joins us from Philadelphia. Lieutenant, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
You've been on the force for 15 years, Lieutenant. Help us understand what this pressure does to a case, if it affects decision-making.
What you need is you need the people closest to the operation, the lieutenant, the sergeant, the investigators, they have to be able to withstand that pressure, because the upper echelon of the police department is responding to the cries from the media and the public and the politicians to, hey, you got to bring this job right in. Mm-hmm. That influence will cause the lower level, the line officers, to overlook things that should be done in the effort of pleasing their boss. So you need good, strong frontline supervisors to withstand that pressure, to let the investigators do what they do. No investigation, and especially this investigation, is going to be something that's going to take a lot of time mm-hmm. to bring together.
I'm not sure interrogated is the word I mean, but you spoke with Erica Pratt shortly after she broke free of her kidnappers.
Right. For lack of a better term, we were trying to interview her, and every 5 minutes there was a high-ranking police official who kept sticking his head in the door asking for, what do you got? What do you got? Come on, what do you got? We got to brief the media. And, you know, unfortunately, you can't say what you want to say, but it's kind of like, hey, chief, give us at least a half hour, and the media is going to wait. This is really vital at this point in time to the investigation.
The Montgomery County PD is having regular press briefings. Is this a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I am extremely impressed by Chief Moose. I think that one of the things that he did was he deputized those people in Montgomery County and Prince William County and said to them, I need your help. If you see something suspicious, call us, because no lead or no little thing that you think is inconsequential, that means a lot to us. Call us. We have the resources to investigate it, and that's how this case is going to be solved. Somebody out there knows who this person is.
I gather your father heads the police department in Portland, Maine.
Yes, my dad was a Philadelphia police officer for 20 years. He's now the chief of police in Portland, Maine, where he's been for the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And he was lead investigator in the Ira Einhorn case?
Yes, he was. Back in, I was a young man back then. It was probably one of the biggest influences in my life was, I remember, he had a 30-page search warrant to go into the residence of Ira Einhorn, who was a hippie guru back in the 60s who had murdered his girlfriend and placed her in a trunk in the apartment and kept her there for years. And he went there in 1979, and he went into this closet. And when he first opened the door, the smell of death was there. And her mummified body was inside the trunk. And, of course, Mr. Einhorn, shortly after he was arrested in 79, made bail and fled the country. And eventually he was arrested in France by French authorities and Interpol. Mm-hmm. And he finally was brought back to Philadelphia after a long extradition process. And his court case is now ongoing this week, as a matter of fact.
Does the public need to prepare themselves for the fact that sometimes these cases don't get solved anytime soon?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's just the nature of the beast. It takes us a while to all get on the same page. I would say now, though, that the heat is really turned up and the noose is really closing in. Whoever these individuals are, they have to know that we're coming.
Lieutenant, nice talking to you. Thanks very much.
Here, sir. Take care.
Lieutenant Mike Chitwood, a detective with the Philadelphia Police Department.